NFL guys together, it gets...
It got
so fucking competitive.
You need them to do it with themselves. It's like trans athletes. You guys do your own thing and leave us out of this. It's not fun anymore.
We're two women. We're good in the women's league.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and Bert, everyone's like, Shane and Bert are going to win. Not nowhere near.
No.
What were the things?
It was like beer pong, flip cup, beer ball, which you just throw a ping pong ball at a beer can.
Okay.
And you got to... That was me and Bert's worst, because you have to scramble to pick the ball up.
Oh, what? Shit.
Me and Bert can't bend down. And the other dudes were so fast and trying so hard.
That's like, the thing. They
shoving
don't,
dudes out of the way, diving on the ball.
Do casual.
Like, no.
When it comes to like a competition.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's lounging, it's like you're hanging out, you're like, this guy's a regular guy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, who do you think is the best at this? And that just asking that question alone changes everything.
And that, the chug, I blew it. So the opening event was chug a liter. So I think that's like three beers.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the one thing me and Bert have a shot at.
Yeah.
I tried to chug as fast as I could. It just went straight up my nose. I was like, I have to stop. I was such a bitch, dude. I was a bitch.
Was it a bubbly carbonated? Day. Was it carbonated?
I mean, yeah.
Getting up your nose is no fucking joke.
No,
dude.
And I tried to power through serious. It. And I stopped. And I was like, you're wearing my nose.
Bubbles in your nose is nothing. Was, fucking nothing to sneeze at.
It was so embarrassing. I was just a fat bitch all day. Then
I'm so glad I didn't go.
Yeah, you dodged it, dude. Although I was also bringing a lot of it on myself.
Talking
was,
a lot of shit.
I was chirping.
You should have called the cops.
Because I was trying. Yeah, I threatened all the tricks, dude. I said, if you put your hands on me, I'm shitting in your pool, dude. Don't come. I said, I have a gun in my car. I'm going to kill everyone. I have an AR-15. I'm going to shoot everyone in here if you keep bullying me.
What is the what's the pro lineup there? Who was in it?
So the winners was George Kittle and DeForest Buckner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
DeForest Buckner is a freak, dude. You see that guy, you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And these guys are all retired?
No.
What?
No. They're like pro bowlers.
And they're getting played?
Yes.
And they're getting hammered too.
Yeah. They got shit faced.
Yeah. So it's like, so it's like not only that level of athleticism, but they're also fueled.
They're fired up.
Yeah. They're fired the fuck up.
And then, so like you guys know me. If somebody says something mean to me, I try to say the meanest thing possible.
Yeah.
And if you do that to those guys, they will resort to violence. They will immediately go to violence. Yeah. And then
how were they tempering it? Was it like just like headlocks and like
Taylor gave me 10 different headlocks. He made me tap 10 times. And I was like, dude, I'm gonna tap every time. Stop doing it.
I'm in ton of color options. Honestly, I do love True Classics. I'm wearing my True Classic shirt too.
Flex as hard as you can for the camera for as long as you can. As long as you can, dude. Pass out.
True Classic is so sure you'll love what you buy that they have 100% free risk guarantee and easy returns. So if you're ready for an upgrade, if you're ready to upgrade the way you look in your wardrobe, shop now at TrueClassicTees.com. TrueClassicTees.com and save 25% off with the code Drench. That's TrueClassicTees.com. Code Drench for 25% off your first order. Look your best, feel your best, and be your best with True Classic.
Oh yeah, brothers. Billy's, and they thought I was undercover.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The cops did.
The cops thought I was an undercover cop, so they were like, "Pull over, we got to chat." I look like a cop that much. They pulled me over, and I was like, "What the fuck did I do wrong?"
You were they probably dressed like a kid who went to high school to buy drugs.
Yeah, for real. They pulled me over, and the guy goes 369, and I was like, "Damn thing's fine." I swear to God, I thought he said a Yin Yang Twin lyric. He goes 369. Damn thing's fine. And they were like, no, we thought you were an undercover.
You're like, these cops are doing riddles.
Yeah.
Damn thing's fine.
Thing's fine.
That is so fucking. I always had a cop face and cop hair.
Yeah,
and
like, we look like three cops. Dude.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, actually. It's kind of tight, dude. Yeah.
America, get on the fucking ground.
Empires, just the top guys, like the viceroys and the emperors and all that, they just engaged And they took whatever was on the table. Men, women, eunuchs, boys. It's crazy. They were the toughest dudes. Like, Alexander the Great was, like, the most masculine guy. And that guy had a straight-up boyfriend.
Yes. He had boys.
He had an actual lover. That was his, I can't remember his name.
I'm forgetting, something Greek.
Yeah,
something. It was a battle boy. He took a boy into battle. It was a battle boy.
No, but no, he had one guy that was like his 13-year like partner. And when that guy died, he made it like a holiday. He quieted. He was beside himself.
Damn.
And yeah, I think he just was in a great depression because he was in love with a guy.
There were no labels back.
All attack the oldest. Like the elderly.
Yeah. Right.
Just plunder the elderly.
Get them out
the
of here.
World, get them out of
if
here.
If you got to get your bloodthirst. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We all make a deal like, look, let's just use all these advanced technologies we've created to like absolutely plunder the elderly.
Do you think we're going to come together as a planet and fight whoever's controlling the drones? Like these drone things? You think like the aliens? You think the alien invasion, this project, Blue Light or Beam Light, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know.
Blue Beam.
I've heard that's what everyone's saying.
Book? I think it's called Blue Book.
Blue Beam. Yeah, where it's like, you know, the alien, like where the countries are staging an alien attack and they're going to say that these drones, we're going to get attacked by aliens and come together against a common good.
That would be great.
I've heard that theory. Yeah.
Common enemy.
They're going to use it to do like a one world government situation.
You think so?
I mean, yeah, people get mad. I always say this, but I do think like it, that kind of setup or that, I don't know, man. I don't know if we'll always be countries or if that unification will ever happen where we're like, because I mean, they have the EU now.
Right.
So all it would take is like the U.S. and I don't know, man.
You gotta people get really language. Whacked out about you gotta, it. You got to unite people. With There's too many languages, dude. It always works. Language, religion.
Yeah, true.
But what should we go with? Google English one, Chinese two?
I mean, no. Dude,
what do you want to go three?
The most beautiful ones. English, Spanish, French.
Chinese is out.
Chinese out.
Let them learn French.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, I don't. You
they
don't
can do it. Yeah, they can do it.
They can do it. They're smartest people in. Smartest humans.
Let's just be
Ashkenazi Jews.
Yeah.
And we're live. Joel Blazer, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Doesn't it feel good?
Yes.
Feels good, dude. Every now and again, just to jump in hot, get the juices flowing. So, Joel Blake, so we met in Milwaukee. I saw you on Soft White Underbelly, and I was taken by it. I was like, dude, this is crazy. I think, honestly, you're one of their best guests. They, you know, they've done some.
Thank you.
They've interviewed a lot of people, but, you know, I just kind of struck me, bro. I saw you, and I said, damn, this guy is the man. And we talked, and then eventually we met in Milwaukee.
Dude, actually, speaking of the epidemic of fatness, Lemaire suffered a fat attack, dude, in public.
Oh, you're bringing up Lemaire's fat attack?
Yeah.
Lemaire
said it wasn't a fat attack.
It is 100% a fat attack, dude.
I'll give you the version.
Before we go any further, I will say this. High school football.
Yeah.
Every single year, a kid suffered from a fat attack. And it's the funniest thing in the world. No, you remember this when kids, the pussy kids on the team would be like, I'm having heat stroke. And they'd have to sit in the gator. They'd have to sit in the gator under the shade. Fat attacks on the football field.
Fat attacks are real.
And then occasionally dudes would die from fat attacks. Like every year across the country, a bunch of dudes die from fat attacks in practice. But every year, kids, dude, one of them listens to this. One of my friends had a fat attack, and I know he listens to this. They taped ice across his chest, and he had to sit in the gator with his shirt off.
Yeah, you need – they're like EpiPens or
Nugs,
like defibrillators.
Dude. What up, Nugs?
Instead of the defibrillator, you need like a fan for a fat attack. You're just like, oh, hold on.
Fat attacks are brutal.
Blow some air. Turn it up. No, we need high. Turn it up to high, doctor.
So, Lemaire, you got sent to the gator, dude. They had to put you under a tree.
This was a story I heard. It was that the place was packed, right? So already it's packed, summertime. The threat levels for a fat attack are high. So they said Lemaire pulls up.
They should have that on the news. Like the Weather Channel would be like, today's fat attack probability is red. We're in the red today. Might want to powder your balls, fats.
Powder your balls and keep a towel handy to dab your head.
If you're black, you can carry a towel, which is nice.
I saw a guy dabbing his head today.
If you're white, you must wear shorts and Crocs.
Yeah, so Lemaire, the story was you rolled up. It was sweltering. It was crowded. And then
showed up uninvited.
A good friend of the
pod. Correct me if I'm wrong. Uninvited to a full capacity.
No, he was warned. He was warned. Our friends were like, Lemaire, it's really crowded here and it's really hot. You can come, but it's going to be kind of miserable.
So his friends were like, there's a good chance you're going to have a fat attack. I'm not going to say it, but it's hot up here. It's not built for the thicks.
Yeah.
The fats.
You were discovered on the steps of this place. Am I correct? Sitting, not laying.
Didn't make it to the roof.
No, I think he made it. He went back in.
You can make like a video game out of it, like an Oregon Trail. Just LeMaire trying to get to a rooftop.
It was hot.
You have to stop and hunt for chips. You have to dump, dude.
Hold on. Dude, it gets even better. So the story I heard that you know, I guess you went out there, you're like, oh, it's too crowded, hit the steps, and then you were discovered by a friend of the podcast sitting there.
Friend of the podcast found you.
She was like
collapsed in the hallway.
Concerned and was like, dude, are you okay? And you were like, I don't feel well. So then you went and laid.
They got to treat it. They got to throw buckets of water on him. They got to treat him like a whale being transported to a different tank. They got to throw water on him.
LeMaire was then transported to the owner's bed. The owner and laid in the owner's bed.
What?
Fans on. Did you have a cold towel? I believe there's a cold compress applied.
No.
Ice, maybe?
You don't know? You blacked out?
There was ice. You fatted out. There was ice. Your Honor, I fatted out. I don't recall. There was ice. I think the person applied ice. And he laid it.
To his brow?
True.
Thank you.
LeMaire, quick question. I mean, look at off the...
Look at your pride right now. I see your pride.
I don't have any pride.
Admit your attack.
I was being a cool guy.
And you're being Mr. Cool?
I was being Mr. Cool.
How cool?
I was at the punchline before.
Oh, that's
being
Mr. Cool.
Cool with Andy and Nate, and I had like 3 or 4 scotch and sodas.
You can't drink. Do you drink?
I drink a little bit.
I feel like I've never drank with you.
No, we have to.
Now he drinks. Well, he's a mogul.
True. Now these bullying white executives.
So you had a couple scotch and sodas.
I had a couple scotch and sodas. Then I go to the roast battle, very nervous, get upstairs.
What are you nervous about?
Because I didn't think I'd get in. And then you get...
Oh, because it was full capacity and they said don't come.
Yeah, more welcome.
We can't let you in.
Yeah, but what else am I going to do? Just wait.
That's a Mr. Cool move. I know what you did. You big-timed everybody there. You said, big time. You know me.
More scotch and sodas. You barged
I'm Matt
him.
And Shane's producer. You
barged him. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything.
So you ran to your car and grabbed a knife.
True.
I followed Andy.
And Matt's wife was there to stop you.
Andy was on a roast battle, so I followed them in.
Gotcha.
Andy was on it, so I came with him. And then they had this drink in the back that was like wine and I don't know. It was I drank
jungle
a bunch.
Juice?
I drank a bunch. Sangria? Think it was jungle juice. I think it was jungle juice. I drank a bunch.
Sangria brings me back to Madrid. I'm going back to Madrid, dude. I'm getting some sangria. A little fall. You get to walk through the streets and the marketplaces. They just... Ladle you some fucking...
You gotta go, dude.
Sangri.
You gotta go back.
I said, damn it. Damn it.
Should go back like a full, like old school country, like a little
I'm going
Paris
full I'm going back MAGA, dude. I'm going full MAGA.
Probably get respect over there.
The fascistas?
Fascistas, dude.
The fascistas will be like...
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, get this guy in here.
So LeMaire, so you go in there, you shoulder to the punch bowl.
Yeah.
You came
elbow
in
your way to the punch
shit-faced.
Bowl.
I came in drunk and I started power drinking, and then I the show was over and I was like, I gotta go on the stairs. I'm sweating and I threw up and I went to sit down, and then
Kyle, threw up. Ew, you
show,
threw up punch.
I threw up. It was like a lot. It was like
yeah, but you threw up there was food in there.
Yeah, there was food in there.
Jesus Christ.
What were you grubbing on beforehand?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What were you grubbing on?
You
it was
know.
Probably Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle and
Chipotle scotch and jungle juice in a fucking hot stairwell. That was just that's like a pressure cooker, dude. That's
yeah,
like a
dude.
They put that. That's like what those
that's
kids.
A bomb.
That's yeah. That's Boston Marathon. They just put Chipotle and scotch in a LeMaire, set him on the sidewalk, and he exploded.
So you hit the steps. You puke.
After I puke, I hit the steps. I was on the steps because I was waiting for the bathroom to open up and waiting for nobody to be there so I can go puke. But then I was discovered.
Good friend Kyla Fox discovers you.
Yeah, a lady found him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yay, what are you doing in here? Oh, my God. Are you suffering from a fat attack on the steps? No, it was Chipotle. That's a fat attack, dude. Dude. Don't try to blame fucking pre-existing conditions on this.
That's that's true. That's like a COVID test.
Yeah, it's
you
a
have
COVID
pneumonia
test.
And you have a little bit of COVID. So you're discovered on the steps. So you did take refuge. You St. Francis of Assisi in someone else's bed.
Yeah.
Till your feet.
You rested up. They laid you to rest in someone's bed.
He was in a fevered state. In his fevered state.
Dude, just putting a fucking like sweaty dude you didn't invite to a party in your bed. I fucking hate you for this.
Sneakers on?
I didn't lay in the bed. I laid on the side.
I can't believe you assumed he was wearing sneakers, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, they were. Side of the bed, though. I didn't, like, put my feet on the bed.
Were you wearing your tennis shoes? Your finest tennis shoes? You didn't put your feet on the bed. No, you remember that. You don't remember anything else.
No, I remember Kyla.
You remember the thing where you were polite. That's what you remember?
I remember Kyla guiding me to the bed, and then she left.
Did you think you were getting some?
No.
You're like, damn, girl, you're going to take You move quick. She found you in the stairwell. I was like, come on, get to the bedroom now.
Quick, you have 24 hours. So how did you recover? What happened?
I laid down for like 10 minutes, and I went upstairs on the couch, talked about basketball, and then I drove home.
Fat attack. If you recovered home. In 10 yeah, minutes.
Everybody's done it. I think everybody's considered it. Yeah. I just couldn't quite MacGyver it. Phil hit me with one. I almost, Phil, so we're at dinner, and somebody was like, oh, my skin's all dry. I was like, oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room. And Phil was instantly like, and I was like, what, dude? What? Wait, I shouldn't have said what. This is a dinner, like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
like,
man.
And Phil was like, because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended yourself.
I had to. It was a trap. And then you don't want to say that. You can't be at the dinner table and be like, I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
Okay, if at hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
I don't either. I'm dry.
Hotel's nice. Yeah, I'm a dry man myself.
Same. Although I will say in the shower, if you're jerking off
shower,
in the shower,
you can't use dry
you
shower.
Imagine you're getting a hand job, and then you imagine you're getting head. You switch and let the water warm you up, and it's like pretty close, dude. I got a hell of an imagination.
You got such a nice imagination.
Yeah, that's a move, man. You're jerking off. Oh, I used to have a fantasy in the shower. Where I was just getting hand jobs.
You're creative.
Just getting, I mean, definitely.
You're a creative.
Sure. I mean, yeah, 100%. I would just get hand jobs all the time.
Is this detrimental to psych and all? Like your psychiatrist, your therapist going on here? You listen to your
fucking
therapist.
Fucking shampoo
be like,
bottles.
Yeah, I used to fucking lube my hands up with Vaz and
not
fuck
all,
a wall.
Dude. Not at all.
And then you sit down and discuss problems. Would you say this?
The whole thing is totally.
Total openness.
Without pretense. Yeah, total openness.
That's awesome.
Totally without pretense, dude.
Go to psych.
Without the rigidness.
Go to psych.
Yeah, without the rigidness
check
of.
Check out psychnaw.com.
Yeah, check out the website, dude. PSYCH.
Shower slugs are kind of disgusting, though.
Shower slugs. I never go away. Yeah, Kevin put me on to the shower slugs.
Yes.
When he was like, you know, it like adds up and builds. And he like showed me one of my slugs. And I was like, oh.
Out on the farm.
It was before you were even born, bro.
I was around when Sharky was around.
No, you weren't.
Sure was.
Yeah, I was. I was around.
Did you ever talk about the time Billy assaulted our one dog as a young child?
What?
No.
Did I? Who?
You don't remember this?
What dog?
Cujo.
What'd I do?
You hit her in the ribs with a baseball bat. You were really, really little. You were a toddler.
Yeah.
Little guy. This is back when you were obsessed with Godzilla.
Yes.
I remember you were like, you came in and dropped a bat, and I was like, it was metal too. And I was like, the fuck? Came out and saw my dog just laying in a puddle of piss.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck did you do? You're like, I hit her, and I was like, jeez, you were so little. You were like, did no idea what
I
the
did
fuck
it to
doing.
Our Uncle Jack's van, too.
That's the thing. He was on a fucking vigilante spree.
I was on a rampage. I Benoit the fuck out when I was like six, dude.
He broke my uncle's taillight. Just walked around the bat and was like,
watched too much wrestling.
Came back from it and fucking hit our dog in the ribs, dude. I think it was like the coup de grace for
that's
the dog.
So sad.
He didn't know what he was
doing.
That's
fucked up, dude.
I was just a young goat.
He was a youngster, and he was watching a lot. He was watching a lot of Godzilla.
A lot of sickos, dude.
That shit doesn't matter. Like, it's not like it happened out of nowhere.
He was, dude.
Hold on. I know we moved past it, but I need to hear your side of when you got on Facebook and saw your
oh, my God, dude.
The feeling, dude, I would.
Total dread.
I would.
This Facebook just came out, so I had like three pictures on there. So then all of a sudden, it's like, the thing is, you were the first
influencer.
It was. Oh.
You were a thought. You were being a
fucking. I was Matt Watson, dude.
Yeah.
I was down there. My befores were going up there. And I think I caught it right before like anyone got their hands. Someone was trying, my roommate was trying to upload it and save it, but I pulled the picture off. And they're like, damn.
I told you, I put a picture of my dick on my
Snapchat
story.
How?
It was a mistake. I used to take pictures of my dick and color it, like, because you could draw on Snapchat and then send it to my friends as a goof. It's a fun goof, dude. Don't try to pretend like it's not hilarious. It's a very funny thing.
Maybe
but
you can do other things, too.
One time I took it, and
it was a prank.
It was right after I had not had Snapchat for a while. When I re-downloaded it, I pressed what I thought was the coloring utensil to bring up the tools. Just sent it straight to my story without coloring on it at all.
Soft?
Soft teenus, dude. Just a picture of like a bushel of pubes and like a soft teenus. And it was my story on Snapchat.
Just a pure Saint Benedict.
For like
dude.
5 minutes. For like 5 minutes. And then I got a phone call from Gabe, my friend Anthony. Anthony Gabriel, what up, boy? He's a lawyer now. He called and was like, "What are you doing?" And right when he called, I was like, "Oh my God.
My bird."
Because I didn't know where the bird picture went.
Everywhere.
I had no idea that it just, I thought I'd hit delete. I thought I hit X accidentally because once you press add to story, it just went.
Have you ever thought about doing butthole art? Taking a pic of your butt? People would look at
That'd be very
for a
funny.
While,
people would
dude.
Be confused as to what that
is
was.
What that was?
I was good at the dick pic. Like the dick, you couldn't really see it was a dick. You had to like look like you'd see pubes or something. But like I would draw like a full football player's uniform on it and then just have the helmet be the tip of my. Like I took a lot of time with it.
So how did you upload the raw file?
It just happened.
It just I accidentally hit it. And again, it wasn't even a hard dong. This was a flaccid penis sent
this is
to
bench,
my store.
Bench rider.
This was.
Oh, fuck.
So I think I might rather have that than.
Hard.
A hard dong?
A before catalog on Facebook.
I mean, I would do it today. Just fucking.
Now it would be funny. But I mean, if you were serious doing it,
funny about that, dude.
You do look jacked right now. You've been getting jacked.
I'm shredded. I'm shredding right now. I'm trying to get down to like 175. Yeah. Shred up and build up from there. But it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Day after.
So you took before and after bodybuilding pictures.
Yeah, dude. My mom thought I was on steroids, dude. I was fucking yoked.
No, you weren't.
I was fucking yoked, dude.
You were just real emotional.
What? You kidding me, dude?
You were having spaz attacks.
When did I have a spaz attack?
When mom thought you were on steroids. It was anytime I have protein powder anywhere near me, she's like, that made Matt weird.
Are you talking about the time I cried when I overdrafted my credit card, dude? I tell you about when I ran away from home at like 21.
Why?
I overdrafted my credit card. The first time I had a credit card, it was actually when I came back from Brazil, which, you know, I don't know if you're talking about. But,
that's the Patreon. Go
overdraft
ahead, check
that my out. Credit card very hard. Very hard. Just, you know, just charitable stuff down in Brasilia. And
he gave back.
I went hard on the card, overdrafted it. And then, like, I was like, my dad's like, dude, there's like 18% interest. Like, you're screwed, dude. And I was like, and I was overwhelmed, dude. And I just fucking cried. And I was like, oh shit, I'm crying in front of my dad. I'm like 21 or 20, however old I was. And I was like, and I just ran away and just sat across the street. And like Darlington was like a music academy and just fucking cried.
Oh, fuck. You're emotional.
I tried so hard, dude.
And then they were like, he's probably on steroids.
But that wasn't. That was the thing. Yeah. I mean, obviously, did I
You're just jacked.
Did I take emotional? Animal M-Stack? Yeah. Did I know it was banned? No. So it's like, you know.
So wait, I do want to. We need to. So your family, your mom thought you were on steroids.
Yeah, and I don't blame her because I was fucking. I was. Because
you were yoked,
dude. I was like,
I can't buy protein powder.
How much
225?
Yeah, I was like 240 all muscle, dude. No, I was like 200.
Yeah, it's like been there, done that.
Fucking dude, crazy dude.
Look, I've been jacked. It's not great, so I stopped doing it. I see what you're doing. You like it. You like working out. I've done it. Been there, done.
I mean, Bill, what's your goal weight?
I don't have a goal weight.
What's your goal? Like, what's your goal in
I
terms of body
composition? I want to get 315 10 times on bench.
So you just have performance metrics.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I'm
what was your goal with the befores?
I don't know, honestly. I just wanted to get ripped.
And so you took before pictures. You and your friend took
the afters never happened.
Them flexing in your underwear. You took pictures like that.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. And then Spud got his hands
so
off.
So I think how did that happen,
and
then Bill?
Young Bannon?
Young Bannon. Spud Bannon, dude.
Yeah, Spud K. Bannon got the pics. And Spud
Where
and
Tom.
Where
did you get the pics, I'm saying?
On a digital camera.
Right, that's
so
what
Spud
it was.
And Tom had no idea how Facebook worked. We're not even going to get into Spud's dude. Facebook dealings, so you know, it's weird.
You just did, but don't.
No, but fucking Spud got a hold of the pictures and put it up on Matt's Facebook, thinking it was just funny, not knowing that everyone can now see that. So then Matt got it on Spud's thing. But the funny part is Spud got karma for that because Bert got Spud.
What did he do?
He pretended to be a girl. Spade had a huge crush on at a coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
Texted him for like a week trying to hang out. And Spud's going into this coffee shop thinking he
catfished him?
Bodie Babe.
What?
Yes. He catfished him overnight. Or not overnight.
And then Bert got some karma for that.
Bert got the biggest karma. That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck with Spade. He will get you with the most karma.
What happened to Bert? What karma did he have in him? I mean,
went to fucking jail.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought it's Spud.
Was it like a fun trick?
No, Spud just took the L on that. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Yeah. That's what that are large but XL sleeves. Swear to God.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me see that. Let me see that.
Have you been bulking?
That's not bad, dude.
It's not bad.
Definition.
All natural?
I mean, obviously.
I just woke up.
Are you talking about building your body a little?
Yeah, summer. 2021.
You gonna get shredded?
Me.
You gonna get shredded? You gonna dry out or what?
I'm gonna dry out the whole nine. Me and Shane.
Yeah.
You guys gonna dry out?
Yeah.
I'm drying out right now.
Shane's gonna get on the Peloton.
I'm gonna get jacked.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the only move. It's the only thing that makes sense anymore to get as ripped and jacked as
possible. Summer 21 is mine, actually. I regret to inform you. 21 has become mine.
You can share it.
I'll give you a taste, but summer 21.
I mean, few weeks back, I already claimed that summer.
I remember you claimed time. Summer. I regret to inform you, summer 2021 is mine.
Yeah, I texted Spade this morning at about 5 o'clock.
It's my favorite thing to do is steal somebody's bid on the air before they get to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I texted Spade this morning. The pump is nonfiction.
We talk, but you go. So you go to a Patriot gym.
Oh yeah, no mask.
Oh yeah.
How'd you find this?
Huh?
How'd you find this thing?
Hey man, we find each other.
You went down there and just saw.
I was driving a truck in the morning, and the windows are tinted during the day, so the lights were on. And when I was driving by, I saw inside that.
You found some light. What
did you see in there?
No mask.
Saw guys with no mask working out.
You saw guys.
Didn't see a guy. It was actually a girl working out.
Saw guys working out.
You guys want to do this?
I'm not trying to see your gay.
I don't want war at all.
I'm saying you saw dudes working out.
You saw men working out. You pulled it. You said, you slammed on the brakes.
Oh, you hit those. That's what those trucks are for. Those Jake brakes.
And then you fucking pulled in.
This is funny happy time.
You saw some deep tanks.
I come from a long line of bodybuilders. Matt?
No.
Didn't Spade do something to you once?
What do you mean?
Your
yeah, put my picture, my before and afters, dude. What's
what
wrong?
What happened?
What's wrong before and afters?
What did he do? What happened though?
I took before and afters, dude. He got his hands on my befores, dude. I never
Why
took
would
the
you
afters.
Ever take befores?
To track my gains, dude. Well, I was bulking. I was going to cut down. So these before and afters are going to be sick. Dude.
So you had befores,
but this
befores.
Was personal,
and it wasn't just befores, but I was like, dude,
how old were you?
I was in college. I was like 20, 23. In my underwear rolled up.
So why were you doing this?
Oh my God.
What? Why were you doing it though?
To measure my gains, dude.
Just for yourself?
No, I was doing it with Wes. I was doing it with Wes and he was like, we have to measure. And I was like, yeah, dude, obviously. We got to see what we're getting. I mean, I don't know why you're bringing sexuality in this.
You guys,
dude.
You pull over, you see the guys there. Bodybuilding pictures together.
How are these levels looking in there?
Billy spiking. We're going to have to delete this. We're going to have to check these.
No, this is fine. No, please. I think it's fine. Mayor, how's the levels looking? Get off the goddamn Candy
He's
Crush.
He's on the phone. Are you playing Candy Crush right now? Is that what's happening?
No. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah. Crushing candy.
I'm looking up how to make ground orange chicken.
Jesus.
That seems like it could definitely wait.
Christ. What?
That seems like it could wait.
Yeah. For-
Yeah, that's it. That's comedy now. I can't think of new jokes. All I can think of is
memes.
Isn't it funny when the cat's driving a car?
Yeah.
Isn't
explaining
it funny?
Memes is good. That what we were.
I did explain a YouTube video at the beginning of the special.
The one kid did it when we were watching the stand up.
What?
Remember the one kid just like explained a meme when we were watching Philly's Funniest.
Yes,
that was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
dude, literally happened. Just explained a meme for 5 minutes.
Hilarious.
That's also a thing that sucks is everybody's making jokes.
Yeah,
there's a meme about every single fucking joke.
Yeah, true.
Somebody's made a meme.
Dude, they did. You know, they're doing like the little kids doing stand up. Yeah. Now they're doing a little kid who's doing podcasting, and it makes me never want to do podcasts again.
That's got to be nice, actually.
Little kid,
that's
that
the thing
one kid
you
got to
understand about that.
Financial advice. He's like, you don't want to be trapped in a 9-to-5 life.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this little bro yapping about?
Yeah, also, yeah, I don't think he's ever. Is he allowed to work?
No.
I don't think he can even work a 9-to-5.
No, he cannot.
Look, part-time summer jobs are not the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you can talk
it's
about.
It's like Baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk is going to LSU.
It is
you know about Baby Gronk?
Who?
Baby Gronk.
Was that his son or something?
No, it's not a son. It's just some fucking, like, kind of Hispanic kid whose dad is, like, making him say shit.
Making him pretend to say shit about being good at football. And
yeah.
Just
a large kid.
They're calling him Baby Gronk?
His dad calls him Baby Gronk.
I think he looks like shit, dude. If I was his age, I would have...